Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest talking to us from London is Harlan Stone, the group CEO with Halstead and Metroflor. Harlan, how you doing?
Just great. Great to be here in London.
I guess you went over there for the royal wedding?
Actually, it wasn't the wedding that drew me to London, but a Rolling Stone concert. Kemp, and I think you have prior knowledge and have well-documented my great appreciation for that band. So I am tomorrow night we will see the Rolling Stones at the Olympic Stadium with the 80,000 of our closest friends.
Okay, well, I hope they play Symphony for the Devil, because that's an excellent song.
It is the opening song, based on everyone's predictive.
All right, so I wanted to talk to you. We set this up a few days ago, trying to get in your travel schedule. There was a decision that came down, or there continues to be decisions that come down, around this lawsuit filed by Vilinge. I guess that they call it the Martman decision. Fill us in on that, if you would.
So, over the course of this litigation, there's a few points at which the judge will actually issue interim decisions. And the Martman hearings helped to define the what they call claim constructions. And I don't want to get too legally. As you know, you and I, neither of us are lawyers. We're the flooring guys. But this really helps frame what is going to be going forward in the suit. And the judge did decide that several parts that they had put forward in the suit will no longer be included based on the indefiniteness of some of the patents that were being pursued. Those would be mostly under the area of the Mannington patents.
Okay.
Those would be intellectual property they acquired from Mannington several years ago.
Okay. So the most recent decision, I guess, is coming down over claims of waterproof.
That's right.
While you're involved in this, there's also Vilinge, who filed the suit, and I4F as well, right?
Well, I4F is the party that I'm using to license my technology for the locking on our product, and they remain to be a very good licensor, top-notch intellectual property players in the marketplace. Our relationship is very strong throughout this whole process.
So it's too early in all these decisions to make any conclusions, right?
That's correct. Intellectual property litigation is long and arduous, but this is the first important decision by the judge, and we're very pleased with the outcome, and it will set the tone for things to come.
Okay. And Home Depot is involved in this suit as well, right?
That's correct. My customer, the Home Depot, is a co-defendant. Seems to be very cohesive in our position, and it's been a productive relationship. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another topic I wanted to talk to you about, especially since, correct me if I'm wrong, but Harlan, your whole career in this business of LVT, you've had dedicated sources of supply in Asia, and this goes all the way back to 1981. I mean, that's where LVT got started. My question is around this whole news lately around the United States relationship with China and how that might relate to your business. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, Kemp, I think that's a really critical question for all of us. As we look at the flooring industry and we see the most recent dynamic change, it has to be the explosive growth of LVT in general and the multi-layer flooring product category specifically. And the reason that has happened is because of the incredible innovation taking place in those spaces. Innovation is at the heart of our industry's growth. It's at the heart of capturing the minds, hearts, and wallets of the American consumer. And America is the greatest land of opportunity for people with new ideas. Mm-hmm. You've got a great idea. You want to bring it to this marketplace because our marketplace operates freely and for the benefit specifically of the consumer. That is critical to be maintained. And that innovation is at the heart of everything that's actually great about this country. And any attempt to stand between innovation and the consumer is not going to last, because the consumer is the ultimate arbitrator of success and failure in our industry. And I will always stand up for innovation is a collection of ideas that comes from all over the world. And recently, in the case of LVT, the vast majority of the innovation and the entire multi-layer flooring category has come out of Asia.
Well, it seems to be there's a lot of debate on whether or not Trump and his administration should close the doors on supply that's coming out of China, right?
I don't know if there's debate, Kemp, or there is negotiating taking place. So we all know that in everyone's best interest to continue bilateral trade. And that bilateral trade should be fair and equitable. I firmly agree that this is an important part of the American agenda. However, destroying trade destroying opportunity. And I don't believe that's the administration's point of view. I, of course, can only speak for myself as a single American voter. But if you read the news over the weekend, it seems that there's been a bit of a change of course and that maybe some of the hard talk was really to bring people to the negotiating table. Mm-hmm. And we all know that when you use the word war, you'd rather use the word negotiation instead. And right. I think we've now seen the Secretary of the Treasury come back and say that there is no current war, but there is an opportunity for a negotiated settlement. That's positive for everybody, particularly in the flooring industry.
Well, this is a conversation that we're going to have to continue as this thing unfolds, because I know that your manufacturing assets are over there. If something was to change in level of duties that were enacted, it would seriously impact your business.
Well, in fact, my business, but more importantly, I believe that would really negatively impact the American consumer,
yeah.
the American retailer, the American distributor. So there's a lot of people whose jobs depend on the growth of the flooring category. And if the LVT category were in any way restricted from growing, the damage to this, the American economy, and the consumers and retailers and distributors would be severe. So I believe that it's not about me. I'll be fine. But it's really about what's best for the people in our country. Particularly, we are a consumer-led economy, and if you ever mess with the consumers in America, there's a price to pay.
All right, Harlan. Well, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for giving us an update on both these topics. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the group CEO of Halstead and Metroflor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.